So in this audio file, we're going to talk about Stemroller voices versus Moises. So, and these are both ways to isolate vocals and instruments to any song. One is free and one is a subscription-based. So I'm going to talk about the subscription-based first, and that is Moises. Now, they have an app for your mobile devices, and they also have a website, studio.moises.ai, or just moises.ai for short. And, you know, as much as it can help people practicing, it can also, you know, be cool to listen to instrumentals or vocals or any other elements to a song. It could also be good for you for using for AI covers, or if I want to do a little mashup or something, you know. These things, like, right there. Now, you can make an account. You know, you could use your Apple account or whatever else you want to use, or just make a completely new account with your email. And it works like that. As you can use the free version, which is limited, you get, I think, I forget how many songs a month you can generate. But they do have a monthly subscription and a yearly, which the yearly is around $35, $37, something like that. Which mine will renew next month. I mean, month and a half. So, well, it's July 30th as I'm recording this. And it's set to renew the 15th of September, so. So I currently am using the yearly subscription, and I've used that since 2021. And also to note that premium users can separate more than the less tracks that you could if you are using the free plan. So you could separate keyboard, I mean, that you could separate piano, strings, bass, vocals, drums, and instrumental. So about six tracks. And so you can separate all of these. I will say some songs are better than others. Just depends on that. Well, and also depends on if they get a cheap algorithm. If they get something, depends on how the algorithm is. I mean, everything is different. But, you know, nothing's always going to be perfect. Now, I've done a lot of songs, put a lot of songs through it, through Moises, and that's pretty cool. And with Moises, you can also change the speed, the tempo of how the song should sound. I think you can change the pitch of the song as well if you want, if I'm not mistaken. But I have used it to change the tempo of any song. From you can change it to slow, to fast, or whatever you like. And for those practicing, it also displays chords, notes and chords, and it also has a metronome, so you can have it do that as well for those who are practicing a song for whatever it is. And, you know, they have the mobile app is pretty decent, pretty good, and definitely accessible for anybody who wants to ask. And I use the computer version too. Or the desktop website that I go on and use Moises that way too. And I'm not sure if they have an Android. I would assume they have an Android app, but I don't know. But even if you didn't, you could always go to the Moises website and use it straight from there if they didn't have a Google Play version, which I'm sure they probably do. Some do, some apps do or don't. I don't know. There are some songs that are good and some are bad. Now you know that. Now, next I want to talk about Stemroller, which is only a program-based tool. It is free, it is open source, so you can find it on SourceForge or GitHub. I believe it is up on GitHub right now. I mean, it's been up on GitHub. So, Stemroller, same thing, you isolate any tracks you want, up to 5 tracks, drums, bass, string, other, which is, I think, just string. So bass, drum, instrumental, other, which would be the string and other instruments, and then vocals. So instrumental, bass, other. Yeah, instrumental, bass, other, vocal, and drums. Those are all 5. And so you're gonna get Stemroller, and then you're gonna extract the files to a folder, and then you'll be able to use it, and it'll run well on your machine. Now, you can import a file in there, or you could search for a song. I think they may use the YouTube API, I don't know. Mostly what I've done is import files that I have on OneDrive and other cloud storages. And that's what I usually do. And one thing I want to note too, because I know some may want to know, the processing time for processing tracks through Stemroller takes a hell of a long time, and it all is based on your GPU and all this stuff, how much GPU power you have. Well, for me, it takes damn near an hour, 45 minutes to an hour. It depends on the track. Sometimes it's a half hour, so 30 minutes. But I don't know. It all depends on how long the track is and everything else. So, so probably better if you use a Delvostro, a B-Link, and they also have a Mac version as well, which an M1 Mac would probably run real well with that. Probably wouldn't take too long to process a track. But just so you know, Windows, I mean, it could do good on Windows if you have a good GPU, but you gotta have a good GPU or else it will take forever. That's the only thing. And I found some songs to be not as good as Moises, depending on the song, of course. While it is free and open source, they probably do use, whoever made it probably does use a cheap algorithm. Who knows, maybe it might be the same. Which is why I separate most of the same songs, of course, different songs as well. And just all this stuff that, you need to know. And when your files are done exporting, well, actually in the preferences tab, you can save, choose what directory you want your files to be stored in. It's in documents, the folder documents by default. You can change that. And what's cool though is when it's processing, I can add more files, and it'll put it in a queue. Then once that one song is done processing, it moves to the next, and then the next, and then the next. So I can have files being processing while I do whatever else I wanted, whatever else I do. So that's something that I do with it. So the bottom line, what's better, Moises or Stemler? Well, if you don't want to, if you have a bad GPU, or not really bad, but not powerful enough that it will take a long time to export, because it will process your track. It just takes forever, but it does do it. Then you might want to shoot for Moises because, well, first of all, you can use it on any device, your mobile device, and through the web. So I could use my Windows PC and go in Moises on the website. And they have a lot of neat tools. And, but, you know, if you have a good GPU and you don't want to pay for anything, then Stemroller would definitely be something for you. Now, as much as I like using stuff like Moises, I do once in a while see if there's anything else out there that recently just came up, you know. See, like, hey, is this better than what I have now? Even though it's a yearly subscription, but is this what I'm using better than what I just found or not? Because, you know, I cancel it if I found something else that's just as better. Which is kind of why I do that as well, just to see. So that these are just some observations and just thoughts about it. And I know I've posted some files of songs I've separated with these AI tools, like Stemroller and Moises. And, of course, there's other stuff like AudioStrip and all these other tools. So, yeah, that's a little bit about what I think of those two. If you have any other thoughts or whatever, put those in the comments. And I hope you enjoy.